It might not feel like it today, but winter weather is on its way to Wisconsin, and so are higher heating bills. Higher natural gas prices are driving up costs this winter, and some of the state's energy companies are seeking to raise their rates starting January 1. Fortunately, many residents in Wisconsin can do more to prepare their homes for winter and increase energy efficiency to keep those heating bills down. And there is financial assistance available across the state to help lower-income residents pay for these winter upgrades. Our guest, Tony Francis, is the Weatherization Program Director for North Central Community Action Program. And Tony, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, you're in the North Central Community Action Program, but community action agencies across the state have similar weatherization programs to yours. So tell us a little bit about some of the services that you offer.
So our weatherization program, as you said, is a statewide program. We happen to here at North Central provide the services in 8 counties in central North Central Wisconsin. And the services that we provide are things like air sealing, insulating. We also address energy conserving measures such as, say, the aerators on your faucets, your shower heads, light bulbs, refrigerators, freezers, furnaces, water heaters, all energy consuming products you have in your home is something that we look at to see if we can possibly upgrade or replace to make more efficient.
And Tony, why are these programs so important as you see it?
Well, I really enjoy the program because it's, I believe everybody wins with this program. So yes, it's for low-income people in our state, who our clients are and we serve, but these are taxpayers' dollars. And as a taxpayer, it just seems responsible to do the weatherization work rather than spending all the money on trying to pay for the energy. If we can conserve the energy and lower the costs, obviously the homeowners, their bills are less, so they win. But I think overall the taxpayers save money as well.
How much of a difference can weatherization make? And in terms of energy costs for a home, Tony, what's the bottom line?
Yeah, so for a typical average home in Wisconsin, they will save $390 annually after the first year of their weatherization. And when you figure out the materials we put into these homes and the life expectancy of them, they'll save I lost my train of thought here.
That's
sorry.
All right. We were looking at the whole cycle of the home. But
I was given a number for North Central, but that number is true per home statewide as well. But statewide, say, for example, last year, we weatherized over 4,000 homes in Wisconsin. Mm. And those homes saved $1.5 million in the first year, and they will annually for the life expectancy of those measures. So that equals up to be about $36 million saved in energy.
Well, and just in the individual household, Tony Francis, the headline I saw from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is some heating costs in Wisconsin could go up $20 to $30 a month this winter. But as you detail the savings from the weatherization program from the community action, it amounts to more than, on average, in ballpark figures, more than $30 a month. So it could help offset some of those increased costs, which leads us to who would be eligible for these resources, Tony.
It's completely eligible income based. So you apply for how our program works is you apply for energy assistance. And that is a two-part program. Part of it helps pay for the energy bills. And then the other part is my program that kicks in and we try and save energy overall.
So how can someone who's listening to you this afternoon tell if their home's in need of weatherization?
If you live in a home, anything probably older than 15 years old, you're probably in need of weatherization. To be honest with you, we help a lot of homes and a lot of different age groups. I would just say the best thing to do is to contact Energy Assistance to see if they qualify. And if they do, we certainly would like to consider to see if we can help them.
Is there anything available for renters or landlords?
Absolutely. So this program that I run is a no-cost program to our customers, and it is for homeowners and renters alike. We help both of them, and the idea of that If they're whether they're a homeowner or the renter, they're using energy and spending money. So we want to save energy and save money is what we're up to.
Tony Francis, Weatherization Program Director for the North Central Community Action Program. While all may not be eligible for the weatherization assistance through Community Action, what are some common things that people can do to make their homes more energy efficient for the winter?
Well, most people think they need new windows, and usually that's not the case. However, we do get a lot of heat loss through our windows, so your standard practice of covering your windows with plastic, if possible, that's a big help. Obviously, adding insulation, but that can be costly. So, your biggest bang for your buck is air sealing. If you can stop the air leakage around your doors, windows, in your attics, your basement, any gaping holes or where you see air movement, that's your number one energy saver right there, is to be able to make your home as airtight as possible.
And finally, Tony, are there some areas of the home that we might be overlooking that we might not think of as being energy inefficient that we can improve upon?
If you have an attached garage, a lot of people don't consider that. But not only is that energy efficient savings available there, but it's also a health and safety thing to make sure that attached garage is not getting into the home space at all and that they are completely separated.
So, Tony, how do folks apply for this energy assistance and weatherization program?
So you can, throughout the state of Wisconsin, you can contact your county for energy assistance. As far as the eight counties that I serve, Wood, Marathon, Lincoln, Langley, Taylor, Rusk, Price, and Sawyer, they can contact me through on our website. We have our application right on our website at northcentralcap.org.
And we have a link for that on our website at wpr.org/centraltime. And Tony, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Tony Francis, Weatherization Program Director for North Central Community Action Program, with us today sharing details about how to reduce home energy costs this winter and what resources are available for weatherization.